Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Amen. DIY. Anybody ever heard of that? Do it yourself. DIY. Very, very popular today. It's really taken the home remodel scene by storm. Even I was noticing even Lowe's and Home Depot have DIY tutorials and little videos you can watch. They promote this. There's even a DIY television network. Did you know that? That's been around for 22 years. And actually, a lot of DIY has been propelled by, what, like YouTube videos, where you can conceivably build or repair just about anything, right? If you have the materials and the right tools. And I've done it myself many times. And it's great. It's a great thing, even though sometimes the final product, you can tell it was a DIY product. But we wonder what makes DIY so popular. Well, the first reason people probably launch into it is because it saves money, right? We all like that. Well, you can also just get just what you want, right? You don't have to haggle with different contractors. But I think one of the most deepest motivations is the ownership aspect, right? It's like, we did that. We fixed that. We repaired that thing all by ourselves. And that's great for automobiles and maybe homes. However, DIY is not a good approach to take to life. Sometimes, though, we fall into that, don't we? We want to do life ourselves. But this is not for the Christian. We're going to see here today that the DIY approach to life is very dangerous and very contrary to Scripture. In Psalm 37, as we see here, David exhorts his readers not to fret of evildoers, for they will be cut down, but to trust in the Lord. To delight yourself in the Lord and to rest in the Lord. Do you hear a common theme there? Trust, delighting, and resting. We all know these are good things and we want them, but the admonition for us is to do them in the Lord. Trusting, delighting, resting must be done in the Lord. It's the only way for the Christian, is living life in the Lord. The Bible's full of this phrase, in the Lord. It's just a perpetual theme for God's people. Abram believed in the Lord. Hannah declared, my heart rejoices in the Lord. David strengthened himself in the Lord. Moses trusted in the Lord. And it goes on. It's just the testimony of the saints, of you and me as well. Hope in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord. Rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Be joyful in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Glory in the Lord. But notice in the word, it's not just a mindset or even a soul rendering. It's actually practically inserted into how we live. Worship in the Lord. The apostles spoke boldly in the Lord. Receive one another in the Lord. Labor much in the Lord. Greet one another in the Lord. Paul said, I have confidence in you in the Lord. You are the light in the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Wives, submit to your husbands in the Lord. Exhort one another in the Lord. And even we see in Revelation, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. From beginning of life to death, we do it all in the Lord. And being in the Lord is being united with Christ. It speaks to this union we have, that we must do all things in the Lord, that Christ is preeminent, and it exudes to everything we do and say. And this is the context for our lives that we see throughout Scripture. Right? Since we walk by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Whatever you do, do to the glory of God. Whatever you do, do in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So why is living life in the Lord the only way for Christians? Well, just three considerations. Number one, all is from God, right? He gives us everything we have. Every breath, every second, every penny, every tear is from Him. And those are just the carnal things. More importantly, He gives us things that are lasting, eternal, our salvation, our faith, love, grace. Only God can raise the dead to life. Only God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, can bring genuine repentance. We're seeing this so evidently in the church right now. And of course, our faith, right? We all know, for by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Everything is from Him. Nothing in my hands I bring, only to the cross I cling. But don't get too proud of clinging to that cross. Give Him all the glory. Number two, the Lord is our life. Right? We were bought with a price. We're not our own. The old man has died and been put off. We're born again, a new creation in Christ. Everything we have is in the Lord. The Lord is our life. We are powerless without the Lord. We must do all things in the Lord. And as we'll hear this morning in the sermon, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. And number three, let's just remember that God is not that impressed by our amazing actions, right? By our biblical literacy, by our child training techniques, by our preaching, by our homeschooling, by what generous servants we are. As Isaiah said, even our righteousness is as filthy rags. We are not here to do amazing DIY acts with our life for God. Rather, we are not our own, and our lives are here for His glory. Psalm 147 says, "The Lord does not delight in the strength of the horse, nor does He take pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in the hope of His mercy." He delights in those who are in Him, fearing Him, hoping in His mercy, walking the pilgrim path in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let's now turn to our time of confession and examine ourselves. Are we trusting, hoping, and resting in our own strength, in our own wisdom, in our own power, in our own faithfulness? Or do we die daily and trust and hope and rest in the Lord? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. May we trust in God, have faith in Him. May we put on the Lord Jesus Christ in all that we do and delight in Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You have redeemed us. You have saved us. You have bought us. We are, in fact, blood-bought sons and daughters of the King. And by that, we can do all things in the Lord. Oh Lord, we confess to You that there are times we do things in our own strength. We pursue things in our own will, in our own might. But Lord, we must do all things in You, with Your will, with Your promises, with Your grace to be preeminent in our lives. And we take a moment now to individually confess our sins to You.